friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Police officer responds to call and adopts the 8-year-old boy he's there to save. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When one of the worst child abuse calls came into the Poteau Police Department, God made sure Jody Thompson responded. Jody not only rescued an 8-year-old child from unimaginable horror, but the heroic officer adopts the boy too. In April of 2015, Jody Thompson had just pulled into work at the Poteau Police Department in Oklahoma when a call went out. A concerned citizen reported a couple feared to be killing their child. As a former soldier and with 16 years on the police force, Jody knew the situation didn't sound good, so he decided to head over and help out. "I thought I would respond to a call with on-duty officers to see if I could give any kind of assistance," he said. But nothing could have prepared him for what lurked behind the home's door. Jody Thompson and his fellow police officers broke into the house to find a terrified 8-year-old boy bound at the wrists and ankles by rope. That poor boy, named John, was covered in bruises and nearly starved to death. The heart-wrenching scene tore at Jody's heart. The officer wasn't on this scene by chance. Through divine intervention, God had led him to his future son. When I see him in that house, I knew," Jody said. As they rushed Josh to the hospital for treatment, Jody remained by his side. The terrified boy kept repeating the words, "They're gonna kill me." But Officer Jody Thompson wasn't going to let that happen. "I promised him, nobody's gonna hurt you anymore. You're with me," he told John. As John spent time in the intensive care unit healing, Jody stayed with him. And it became clear very quickly that God had brought this police officer and abused boy together for a reason. Jody told his wife Jeannie about the special boy he'd met, along with the horrifying things John had endured. "He did not have a spot on his body that didn't have a bruise or abrasion," Jody said. "It was the worst thing I've ever seen." Both Jody and Jeannie agreed. John needed them. The couple, who already had a 15-year-old son and an 8-year-old son, welcomed John into their family with open arms. But this blessed family wasn't done growing. Just a few days after John joined the Thompson family, Jeannie found out she was pregnant. "But the story gets even more incredible," Jody says. God still wasn't done. Months after this officer adopts the boy he rescued, he got a call from the Oklahoma Department of Human Services, DHS. While in jail, John's biological mother gave birth to a baby girl. Again, John and Jeannie knew this child was meant to be theirs. "We literally picked her up in the hospital the next day when she was a day old and brought her straight home," Jody said. "Never in my life did I dream of having a large family, but God had different plans and so here we are, and I'm loving it all." We live in a broken world where evil very much exists. Poor John spent the first 8 years of his life experiencing evil firsthand, but then God brought John and Jody together. Life for John now looks nothing like it did before. Both he and his sister are now part of a loving family, and that's helped John heal from the horrible trauma from his past. Now, John is a straight-A student. He's on the honor roll, involved in the drama team, and part of the Gifted and Talented program. With a loving, nurturing home, he's thriving. As grateful as John is, his new family is just as blessed by him and his sister. "He means everything in the world that we live in," Jody said. "He's the strongest person I've ever met. He means the world." Seeing how God brought this family together is truly amazing. It's a powerful reminder that when we see the injustices of this world, God can use us to be the answer. Three firefighters who work together become dads on the same day at the same hospital. written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. Some sweet news happened at the Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center in Virginia when three firefighters all became dads within the same 24 hours. Kyle Dean, Kyle Frederick, and Michael Irvine all work at Fort Belvoir Fire and Emergency Services at Fort Belvoir Army Base in Virginia. And they all became new dads within 24 hours of each other, with each of them welcoming a baby boy to the world. The hospital where their wives delivered the babies posted about the dads on their Facebook page. "We are excited to welcome these little ones into the world. Three firefighters from the same station become new dads within a 24-hour period at the same hospital," the Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center shared. "When you show up for your community shows up for you. Thank you for choosing Spotsylvania Regional Medical Center for your special delivery of life." Kyle Dean shared in an interview about how special it is that all three firefighters became new dads at the same time. "We were all together at work and talked about it and how crazy it would be," he said. "Once I found out, I actually told the nurses, 'Just a heads up, two of my guys are coming as well.' And we ended up with the nickname from the nursing staff as the Fab Three." He continued with talking about how the dads are looking forward to getting together with their sons and watching them all grow up alongside each other. "We'll get together to do the milestone pictures of all three of them together," Kyle said. "Maybe one day we'll get them up to the firehouse and do a group photo there too." How sweet. God bless these new dads as they embark on their parenthood journey together.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.